everyone. This is my first podcast. I'm going to read you a book, a children's book, called Dogger by Shirley Hughes. Published by a Middlebury paperback book in New York. Once there was a soft brown toy called Dogger. One of his ears were pointed upwards and the other flopped over. His fur was worn in places because he was quite old. He belonged to Dave. Dave was very fond of Dogger. He took him everywhere. Sometimes he gave him rides in a wagon. Sometimes he pulled him along on a leash made of string, like a real dog. When he was cold, he wrapped him up in a bit of a blanket. Now and again, Dave's mom said Dogger was getting too dirty. She showed Dave how to wash him in a bowl of soapy water, and then they hung him up by his tail on the clotheslines to dry. Dave's baby brother, Joe, liked the hard toys. He liked putting them in his mouth and biting on them because he was getting teeth. Dave's big sister, Bella, took 7 teddies to bed with her every night. She had to sleep right up against the wall to stop herself from falling out. But Dave liked only Dogger. One afternoon, Dave and Mom set out to collect Bella from school. Mom took Joe in the stroller and Dave took Dogger next to the school gate where the moms were waiting. What waited was a playground. Some men with ladders were putting up colored flags. Mom said that they were going to be a summer fair to get money to buy things for the school. Dave pushed Dogger up against the railings to show him what was going on. Just then, children started coming out of the school. An ice cream van came around the corner playing a tune. Bella ran up to her with a satchel flying. Mom, can we get some ice cream? Mom gave her money for 2 cones, so Joe didn't have a whole ice cream to himself because he was too dribbly. On the other way home, Dave walked beside the stroller, giving Joe licks of his ice cream. Joe kicked his feet about and shouted for more between licks. At supper, Dave was rather quiet. In the bath, he was even quieter. At bedtime, he said, "I want Dogger." But Dogger was nowhere to be found. Mom looked under the bed. She looked behind the cupboard. She searched in the kitchen and underneath the stairs. Dave watched anxiously, though, in banisters. Joe watched through the bars of his crib. Bella joined in the look for Dogger. She turned her toy box in case he was there, but he wasn't. When Dad came home, he looked for Dogger too. He searched in the shed and down in the garden path with a flashlight, but Dogger was quite lost. Dave was very sad when he went to bed. Bella kindly lent him one of her teddies to go to sleep with, but it was not the same thing as Dogger. Dave kept waking up in the night and missing him. The next day was Saturday, and they all went to school, summer fair. The playground was full of stands and sideshows. There was a fancy dress parade. Then there were games with eggs and spoon races, a wheelbarrow race, and a father's race. Bella was very good at races. She won the 3-legged race with her friend Barbara. "Wouldn't you like to go for a race?" they asked Dave, but Dave didn't feel like racing. He was missing Dogger too much. Then another very exciting thing happened to Bella. She won first prize in a raffle. It was a huge yellow teddy bear. Was wearing a beautiful blue silk bow. He was almost as big as Dave. Dave didn't like that teddy at all. At the moment, he didn't like Bella very much either because she kept winning things. He went off on his own and looked up the stands. One lady had toy stand full of knitted ducks and cars and baby dolls and bonnets. And there was at the very back, behind a lot of other toys, there was Dogger. He was wearing a ticket saying 50 cents. There were a lot of people around the stand. Dave tried to explain to the lady that it was his Dogger who had got lost somehow and put up the stand by mistake. She wasn't listening. He looked in his pocket and had 10 cents, but it wasn't enough. He ran to find Mom and Dad to ask them to buy Dogger back at once. Dave went everywhere in the crowd, but he couldn't see his Mom and Dad. He thought he was going to cry. At least he found Bella by the cakes. When she heard about Dogger, she and Dave ran back to the toy stand as fast as they could. But something terrible had happened. Dogger had just been bought by a little girl. She already walked away with him. Dave began to cry. Bella ran after her and tried to explain that Dogger really belonged to Dave, and they could they please buy him back. But the little girl said no. She said that she had bought Dogger with her own money, and she wanted him. She held him very tightly. Dave cried and cried, and the little girl started to cry too. But then out of the corner of her eyes, she caught sight of Bella's big yellow teddy bear. She stopped crying and put her hand out to stroke his beautiful blue silk bow. And then Bella did something very kind. She would you swap this teddy bear for my brother's dog? She asked right away. The little girl stopped crying and began to smile. She held out Dogger to Dave, took the big teddy bear instead, and went off with him in her arms. Then Dave smiled too. He hugged Dogger and he hugged Bella around the waist. Thank you, Bella, he said. That night, Dave and Dogger went to bed beside him. Bella was practicing somersaults. Will you miss your big teddy bear? Dave asked her. No, said Bella. I didn't like him very much, really. He was too big and his eyes were too staring. Anyway, if I had another teddy bear in bed, there wouldn't be room for me. The end.